New Jersey Real Estate Headlines. NJ Department of Community Affairs, your resource for construction permit forms. The New Jersey Department of Community Affairs provides administrative guidance, financial support, and technical assistance to local governments, community development organizations, businesses, and individuals to improve quality of life in the state. Real estate professionals need to stay current on construction permit requirements and forms managed by the DCA to ensure transactions and developments proceed without compliance delays. Bookmark the DCA's construction permit forms page for quick access to required documentation. nj.gov/resources/construction-permit-forms.html. New Jersey Real Estate Headlines. NJDOBE website redesign redirects users to updated portal. The New Jersey Department of Banking and Insurance has redesigned its website, with the previous remnew.shtml page now serving as an HTML redirect. Real estate professionals in NJ rely on NJDOBE for licensing, regulatory updates, and insurance matters that affect transactions and compliance. Update your bookmarks and verify you can access the new NJDOBE site at www.n.gov/remnew. New Jersey Real Estate Headlines. Jersey City Tax Assessor, NJ Resource for Property Valuation. The Jersey City Tax Assessor page provides resident resources related to property tax assessment. Understanding local tax assessment processes helps NJ real estate professionals advise clients on property valuations and tax obligations in Jersey City transactions. Review Jersey City's tax assessor resources at the link below to stay informed on local assessment procedures. New Jersey Real Estate Headlines. State of New Jersey Taxation Portal Info now available for property tax matters. The New Jersey Division of Taxation has published information about its online portal for local property tax administration. Real estate professionals in NJ need to stay current with state tax portal resources that affect property transactions and client tax obligations. Review the portal details at the official NJ Treasury site to understand available property tax tools and services. New Jersey Real Estate Headlines. Ocean County Library offers free NJ Property Records Database. Ocean County Library provides free in-library access to a statewide New Jersey property records database with ownership and assessment data, historical records from 1989 to present, geo-reference tax maps, zoning maps, GIS tools, and FEMA flood zone information. Real estate professionals can leverage this funded resource for comprehensive due diligence, property valuation, and site analysis without subscription costs. Visit any Ocean County Library location to access this NJ Property Research Tool at https://dotoceancountylibrary.oceancountylibrary.org/vive28. New Jersey Real Estate Updates. Camden County Clerk's Property Records now searchable online for NJ Real Estate Pros. The Camden County Clerk's Office has made property records from 1978 to present available through an online database that updates nightly. Real estate professionals in NJ can now research Camden County property history remotely without visiting the clerk's office in person. Begin searching records at https://www.camdencounty.com/service/county-clerk/online-property-records. New Jersey Real Estate Updates. NJ agents, how commissions work and who pays the bill. Bankrate explains how real estate agents get paid via commission, typically as a percentage of the home's sale price, and who covers the cost. Understanding commission structures helps NJ agents clearly communicate their value to clients in a competitive market. Review the full breakdown at bankrate.com/bankrate.com. Good fees, fees, commissions, slash. New Jersey Real Estate Updates. NJ commission rates. What agents need to know about earnings and market trends. Calibri Real Estate breaks down average real estate commission rates in New Jersey, factors that affect them, and strategies agents can use to optimize their earnings while staying current on legal changes. Understanding commission dynamics helps New Jersey agents price their services competitively and protect their income as market conditions and regulations evolve. Review the full guide to benchmark your commission strategy against NJ averages. /caglibrirealestate.com/career-hub/blog/average-real-estate-commission-New-Jersey/. Background and context, a 5-minute checklist before pulling a building permit. The most rejected permit applications fail on documentation completeness, not project merit. A reliable pre-submission check covers four things. 1, parcel zoning matches intended use. 2, setback dimensions match the survey. 3. Any required HOA or design review sign-off is attached. 4. Contractor license number is valid and unrestricted in the issuing jurisdiction. Permit resubmission resets the queue clock in most NJ jurisdictions, adding 2 to 6 weeks to a project. Catching documentation gaps before submission is the cheapest schedule recovery tool an owner has. Save the checklist next to your permit application template and run it before every submission. Background and context. When a Phase 1 environmental site assessment is non-negotiable, a Phase 1 ESA is required for most commercial loans and is strongly recommended whenever a site has had industrial, gas station, dry clean, or auto repair use in its history. The ESA itself does not test soil. It researches historical use and identifies recognized environmental conditions that may justify a Phase 2, which does test. CERCLA liability for contamination attaches to current owners regardless of who caused the contamination. A Phase 1 performed before purchase establishes the innocent landowner defense, which is otherwise nearly impossible to claim. Order the Phase 1 early in diligence. Turnaround is typically 2 to 3 weeks. Background and context. The HOA documents that matter when buying a condo. Beyond the standard CC&Rs, 4 documents predict future assessment risk. The reserve study. Is the association underfunded? The most recent 2 annual budgets, the delinquency report, what percent of owners are behind, and any pending litigation. A reserve study funding ratio below 30% is a yellow flag. Below 10% is red. Special assessments in underfunded associations routinely run $10,000 to $50,000 per unit and arrive with little notice. The reserve study is a legally required disclosure in most states, but most buyers never ask for it. Request the reserve study and delinquency report in writing during your diligence period.